31st of August, 2018, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. PJ is back. Now listen, I watched the whole of the Aretha Franklin funeral today through the internet. I got up, I made myself a cup of coffee, and I said, let me see what they're going to say about the Queen of Soul. It was boring. It's what you expected out of the leftists. Push their party, their symbols, their analysis of the world that they live in. I found it rather amusing. Don't get me wrong. I respect Aretha Franklin as the First Lady of Soul. She is a sister that I greatly respect. And just like the record says, but I'm going to talk about that fiasco, starting with that so-called Bishop Alice, T.D. Jakes, and the rest of those cronies there that acted an ignoramus, and people all over the world saw what we were until a real preacher got up and brought a eulogy that basically kicked some tail, because what he did is he spoke about where America is in the black community, whether you liked it or not. My kind of preacher. Hail to the good preachers in the nation. Williams was the speaker. That's all I want to hear of the classical music. Jasper Williams was the speaker, who was the main eulogist at the funeral of the soul and gospel singer Aretha Franklin, the queen of blues, rock and roll, singing church songs and everything. I cried through the funeral. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching the bougie people of my community flaunt their wares. Did you see the pink Cadillacs lined up in total ignorance against our community? If all them people lined up those pink Cadillacs in Pastor Ellis's church, wouldn't you think that those Negroes, and I'm being nice, if each of them took about $50,000 out of their own checking accounts and gave it to the poor people in Detroit, do you think that it could turn some of that poverty around, stop some of our young men from killing each other in the streets? Jasper Williams got up and he told the truth. Now, ladies, I've been telling you for years, you can't raise no man out of no boy if you're a woman. The boy needs a man in his life, a father image, someone that is going to try him by what he thinks. Not someone that's going to argue with him, someone that's going to buy him the colorful underwear and show him how to be a smart lip. No, he needs a man to whip his butt, to kind of like constrain him in a position. Now, I know that a lot of people will listen to this webcast and say, oh my God, I thought John had open heart surgery. I did. But when I watched the Queen's funeral today, and granted, she's a queen. Matter of fact, I'm going to find her album here and I'm going to play some of her music tonight, because I love Aretha and I love her singing. Hey, she said she needed a do-right man. She said if you want a do-right woman, you got to be a do-right man. Well, who is she singing to? I won't even get into that. I'm not going to get into that. Now, unless you get into that, and unless you're bold enough to get into that, but I know if you're a leftist, and what I mean by that is if you're a diehard liberal, you looked at that as some democratic kind of a thing because you saw Billy Clinton and his silly-looking wife. She looked like she's ill, just as ill as the rest of those people that were spilling their guts on the stage there. I can really appreciate what Jesse Jackson said. I can appreciate somewhat what L. Sharpton said. I'm listening for sustenance. These are old people like myself, so I figured some of them got some. And Michael Dyson brought a great discourse until he made it personal and tried to get on President Trump. I don't know why he put that in there. Oh, no, I do know why. He was speaking to the leftists. And whenever you have a crowd full of leftists, you've got to do that to keep your money thing coming in. But the main reason that I wanted to do this webcast, oh, no, we need some more music. Yeah, we need some music here. Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know why it happened. I looked on the stage and I saw Louis Farrakhan. He was there early on. He was there early on in the first part of the funeral. I'm sure that he was going to be there because as I looked at the news clippings a couple of days before the funeral, they had his seat on a chair in the pulpit area, and I just assumed that the leader of the Nation of Islam, a black leader, if you will, because he is an African-American male leader of our community, whether the liberals like it or not. Music, maestro! See, I know what liberals do. Liberals shut you down by eliminating you from their platform. Now, I would admonish you, if you want to go to my Facebook page and read what Louis Farrakhan wrote about Aretha Franklin, he feels the same way that I feel, that she has contributed much to our community, to our life. She will go down in the history of African-American singers as one of the greats that lived during my lifetime. If anyone would deny that, they have never listened to Respect. They have never paid attention to Aretha. I'm not going to go into she and her family or anything like that because that ain't got nothing to do with Aretha. But I have a question. I have a question. Why wasn't Louis Farrakhan allowed to speak at her funeral? When he says on his website, and you can find that as you go to my Facebook page, John Coleman. Now, I'm right there. I'm not playing. Now, I got this question. Why didn't they let Farrakhan speak? Now, I'm assuming that Louis is going to address this himself. Minister Farrakhan, being very articulate, has a way of bringing it home to the black community in America. But I'm telling you, when these church folk put things together, you know, these bishops and these bishoprics, well, then it makes you feel like this. That's the way I felt. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. It's a fake rejoicing. It's fake rejoicing. Why didn't the minister speak? Why wasn't he allowed to speak? I was reading one blog, and it said, wait a minute, I got up and I went to the bathroom. Did he speak while I was in the toilet? No. No, I watched the whole thing, and he didn't speak. And I need to, look, let me lay something on you so you people understand. Do you know what a camera op is? A camera, I want you to look at that Bishop Ellis. If you ever get a tape of that whole funeral, and I was watching it on AP or one of these internet stations because I don't have a television. I won't pay for no television coming in my house because all you see on that thing is crapola quantified. They show you movies, sitcoms, sports shows, everything else. I'm even so glad that LeBron James didn't even show. They had a seat for him, but he didn't show. I'm glad. Because, see, LeBron got enough sense to know that the emphasis was on the Queen of Soul, not on some basketball player that gave a million or so dollars for a school. And God bless you, LeBron. We need that in our communities. My question is, why couldn't all them highfalutin rich folk give as much money out of their treasury as you did? Can anybody answer that question? Oh, shut up. I know, listen, I just want to say this to you people. We have been duped in our community, and especially by people like T.D. Jakes. Okay, they let him speak. Okay, they let Al Sharpton speak, and you know that he was an extortioner in our community. They let poor Jesse speak. Jesse's sick. And Jesse just looked like a mean bulldog. He had this expression on his face during the whole funeral. Long live the queen. Not long live the king, but long live the queen. This was an abomination. I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm just saying that they wouldn't let a black national leader speak. Now, you may be saying, John, did you turn into a black Muslim? No. I listen to people that make sense to my brain. I'm 74 years old, recovering from open heart surgery. I'm looking at a national funeral of an African-American woman that has been making music since I was a young man, that I respect and that I love. I love the fact that she could sing with people like Smokey Robinson and the other liberals. I love the music. I'm not going to lie to you. You hear me play it on my website. It's all through my web. But why wouldn't they let a national leader speak? That shows you about the uncomfortableness of black preachers when it comes to anyone that is not of their... And let me say this. I think Farrakhan was so nice. He just smiled, and he didn't get up and walk off the stage like most of the liberals did after a few hours. They couldn't take it. You know, they couldn't. Oh, wait a minute. I was on the camera. I did my talk, so I'm going to leave. And you know what? This is what I think. Now, I may be wrong. Can I play some music before I say it? Okay, I will. Long live the queen, not the king. The reason that they did not let Farrakhan speak, now this is in my own mind, unless Minister Farrakhan comes on his website and corrects me and tells me otherwise, because I'm not listening to these big bishop church folk, because they lie all the time, especially that dude in the red, Ellis, the one that pastored the church. He's a camera opportunist. During the first part of this funeral, he was in all the rich and famous people's faces grinning, and as soon as the picture was taken on his camera, he just looked for the next crony to go to take a picture of. I've spotted that disposition in preachers my whole life. That's why when I was a pastor in the church, I never ran with them. I said, y'all are pimps extraordinaire. No. Long live the queen, not the king. But Mr. Ellis was walking around prancing like he was the king, taking all the pictures. And he had his wife get up there, and she read this little thing. And the day before that, she was talking about, if you got a pink Cadillac and you sell Mary Kay Cosmetics, bring it and park it here on the lot, because we want this thing to be a Cadillac thing. You know what? I am surprised that black people is still funding the treasuries of these pimp bishops. Ellis and the rest of them, that's what I call you, a pimp bishop. You've been that. Then listen, I told you black people years ago, don't start calling these people bishops. They're not bishops. Who ordained them? Ken Omer? I saw that fake ordination of Frederick K.C. Price. Are you crazy? I'm 74 years old and this mess has gotten to that. Now, let me get into the eulogy, okay? Give me a little bit. Play music again. They just said, may the king live forever. Well, ain't no king or no queen's going to live forever. We're going to all die. I'm going to die one day. Some of you are going to find yourself coming to my website long after I'm dead, listening to me saying, this black man knew what he was talking about. I even received some overt criticism from my own daughter on my Facebook page today. You can go there and read it. She was basically saying, nobody believes in that church age that you come from, Daddy. Nobody believes that anymore. I know they don't. I don't care about no leftists. Leftists don't believe nothing but their socialist agenda. Now listen to me. Because Barack Obama cried when Aretha sung that song at some event that he was at, you know, the one where she took off the mink coat and let it hit the floor, I don't care about no Barack Obama crying. I'm concerned about young black boys in Chicago crying because they got some hot lead cutting through their flesh. I'm concerned about their mothers crying. I don't see nobody. I didn't see nobody putting no money in the basket for that. Oh, I heard what the ex-attorney general said when he got up there and he gave his nice little speech. But now he's from Chicago, but I don't hear him trying to alleviate the murderous happenings. And this is Memorial Day weekend coming up, right? This is a big weekend coming up, right? Because as I know it, this is Friday. Long live the Queen of the King. Listen. Okay, I'll stop playing with you. I'm just having fun with it because I haven't seen a fiasco like that in years, people. This was the funniest thing. And I'm looking at these people. Wait a minute. One of these young ladies, I don't know these young people's name. Thank God they didn't have no rappers in there trying to rap about that. I'm glad that the organizers, if they did invite JC and Beyonce, they didn't show, because that would have been completely out of line. They had one girl up there singing, wait a minute, if you look at the clip, it shows ex-President Clinton, Jesse Jackson, and all them boys in the pulpits, eyes came open as her behind and her thighs was being flashed all over the stage. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, you Brits can put your horns up. Because, you know, McCain, they had his little, he's laying in the rotunda. Now, let me tell you how messed up our country is. The President of the United States won't even give John McCain his just dessert. That man was a war hero. Even if they did twist his arm a little hard and make him squeak a little bit. If they had twisted my arm and my jet got shot down, I would have been saying, hey, man, just stop the pain. What you want me to say? This hurts. But to not honor him, hey, a valid death. Just like I respect Aretha Franklin, I respect John McCain. Does that make me a Republican? No, I'm no Republican, nor am I a Democrat. I look at the man. John McCain was a decent man in my eyes because many people loved him that were black and Hispanic and Asian and any other kind of people. And aren't you happy? Listen to this. Florida. Florida has a new governor, and he's black. Long live the king. Long live the king. You see, I don't mind politics. I don't mind it. And the black man won on a good ticket, and he's a Democrat. And I hope that he's able to take Florida out of the pit that these Republicans have put them in. But I don't vote, so why am I concerned about that? My own children would say, Daddy, you're a traitor to the cause. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. Number one, I happen to be a thorough, heartfelt, first century, 2,000 years ago Christian. I'm not like this Bishop Ellis. Man, wasn't he beautiful in his collar and his red shirt as he walked around and gave direction about how the people were to respond to everything that was going on. Man, look at him and his lovely wife with her pink Cadillac trail and all that stuff, and the people was just gaudy. But wait a minute, I was looking at the faces of a lot of the people that was in that church, and they didn't like what they saw either. They were frowning up, so disrespectful for a funeral. Because if it was me, I wouldn't have said, turn off your cameras. I would have said, y'all need to stop making these faces because the cameras are taking pictures of your hypocritical faces. Let me tell you about a leftist. A leftist is a... Now, let me tell you about a socialist. A socialist would do anything he can... You better listen to me. I'm telling you, you better listen to me. Wait a minute, let me get away from that because you may think I'm choosing favorites. Let me say this. What did the preacher say in his eulogy that I love the most? Well, this is what the preacher said. He said, it is time for us to stop fussing with each other in this country. He also said, it is time for us to stop talking about the Republicans and for the Republicans to stop talking about the Democrats. It is time for us to get together and try to love each other and come to a conclusion. And now I look on Facebook and I see everybody's having conniving fits because that man told the truth. You know what? I'm going to tell you what your problem is. America has been so long. As a matter of fact, I called a preacher friend of mine that stays in Ohio, and he pastors one of the mega churches. I asked him, was he looking at that thing? And he said, well, I was. Are you? And I said, are you listening to the eulogy? And he asked me, did I agree with what Jasper Williams said? I said, I agree with him 100%. Every single thing that he said is true. I had a young man in my study here with me, 30 years old. He agreed with it too. Why can't the liberals agree with it? You know why they can't agree with it? Because it takes you back to a time when you had to use your brains instead of operating on gut emotion. They don't like me, so I don't like them. They don't like me, so I'm going to talk about them. Well, you know what? I don't play that game. Help me out, Mr. Musician. Help me out. I got to play a little Wagner now. See, because when I play Wagner, or Wagner, whatever you want to call him, I can see Hitler like this song. I'm playing it to tick off the liberals. See, because you don't want to hear nothing that is the opposite of what you are. Believe it or not, this is a great piece of music. They sing it all over the world, but it has a connotation of evil because Adolf Hitler liked it. Listen to this. Wait a minute. When that black woman at the funeral was singing Ave Maria, I even read a blog on somebody's blog and said, what is this black woman doing singing Ave Maria's? Well, if you knew anything about the Queen Aretha, she sung it. If you knew anything about Aretha, she appealed to international people. She didn't just appeal to Baptist people that believed in screaming and hollering and making these obtuse sounds with their voices and throats. She believed in singing to a whole nation of people that were completely opposite because they appreciated the art that she did. I think that we're losing our minds. Just because you're a leftist doesn't mean that everybody in the world is going to consequently agree with you. They don't have to agree with you. They aren't supposed to agree with you. I'm not supposed to agree with you. I can have my opinion. Listen, this is, until I wake up next week or something, America, right? And you don't have to like what I say or agree with how I say it, when I say it, or why I say it, or where I say it, but I got the right to say it. And if I said it and you don't agree with it, and you want to come against what I say, well, try to come against that in a legitimate way. Because I think that when you do that legitimately, it causes you to appear to be somewhat legitimate. But if you want to get violent and come at me with a gun, a pistol, or something like that, I may come back at you with equal force. I have the right to say what I say. I like to think that I'm a thinking man. Now let me go back to the pastor's eulogy. And I'm not talking about those nice little things that I like what Tyler Perry said. If you notice in that funeral, right after Tyler Perry gave his speech, Jesse Jackson gets up out of his chair, goes down in the first row where Tyler Perry is, and sits next to him. Do you guys know what that was? Jackson, and I can't prove it. I can't prove it to save my life. This is me given speculation because I know what people do. Jesse Jackson is very, very ill. He has Parkinson's disease, however you say it. And he knows that he's slipping because he spoke about that. Because when you get old, you're slipping in age. I can really appreciate what Jesse Jackson said. But at the same time, I'm going to say this to you. I saw Jesse Jackson go down and sit next to Tyler Perry. What was he saying? Will you speak at my funeral and make beautiful words like that? Why didn't he ask his buddy Al that? Why didn't he give lovey-dovey with him? Because they're both competing for the same thing. You see, my friends, they have pushed ethics and what biblical Christianity is, they have pushed that to the back burner. That's what a leftist would do. And a leftist would smile in your face, seduce your children to get them think that they are working for their cause, and destroy their lives in the end. I am imploring you to think on your own. And let me say this right now. I was feeling bad yesterday. I was feeling bad earlier today until I turned on this mic to do this webcast. I'm going to keep telling you the truth even if it kills me, because I want it to be said that when I die, some of my friends can refer you to one of my talks and to wake you up. This is America, the United States of America. Every citizen has the right to believe what they want to believe, whether you like it or not. And so, please don't use your leftist ideas on me to try to get me to scrape or to scrap my logic and start believing in something that is unreal. It was wrong for that young woman to get on the stage to sing a song about God like she had on a pair of black Pampers. If you want to see what class was when you're acting, look at 91-year-old Cicely Tyson. She got up and brought a beautiful, dramatic demonstration of what the African-American community can do. But Ruby Dee is dead, and so there's not too many of us old people left to correct you youngsters. You don't get on the stage of a church at a funeral dressed in a black pamper suit to sing a church song. Nor do you get up there screaming like you've lost your mind, and the other people around the world don't know what the heck you talking about. Now, let me go back to my original question. Why didn't they, the organizers of this celebration of a homegoing for the Queen, allow Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the $1 million march on Washington, D.C., and other famous attributes? And if you go to the Nation of Islam website and listen to his lectures, albeit given in Baptist churches, in synagogues, everywhere all around the world, when you listen to Mr. Farrakhan speak, he is speaking for the advancement of African American peoples so everybody can hear. Why didn't they allow Minister Farrakhan to speak? I'm a Christian pastor. I would have allowed him to speak. My goodness, you had Shaka Khan. Wait a minute. You had Shaka Khan. Oh, my God. Do you know who Shaka Khan is? Do you know what she's known for? Do you really know that? Have you investigated? You got Shaka Khan and all these other people up there singing about God. And Mr. Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan, was at ease, intelligent. He didn't lash out. He was there to the last. And he got up to leave. I could not believe that they did not allow him to address the crowd. But you know why? Because the leftists would have lost money. That's the only reason that they didn't let him speak. Because the leftists would have lost some money. Those whites there that's given all that money to the Democratic Party to fund these objectives and these things to beat out the Republicans, whatever you do. That's why they didn't. And look what God did. God had the preacher bring it home to the black people in the room. And after the eulogist spoke, I was telling the young man that was here with me, I said, look at their faces. The leftists couldn't say a word. They were stunned that another black man that lived to be older than I am today told them the truth. And so when you got God's messenger telling you the truth and you reject it, and the man wasn't trying to be better than anybody else because he admitted that he's nothing but a decrepit, depraved man himself. See? Well, that's all I have to say. You don't have to listen to me anymore. You don't have to support me with your prayers. If you're a leftist, you stay on the left side of the road. I'm not on either side of the road. I'm a truth speaker. I want the truth. I wanted to hear what Farrakhan had to say. Well, I guess I got to go to the Fruit of Islam website to hear something from the leader of black men in this nation, because these pimps that call themselves bishops have so pimped the church that the church is blind. And that's why don't ask me to attend the service of one of these pimps and to co-sign their abominable practices. This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, which is the biblical alternative. At least I still think I believe that.